Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald DeFay, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African and African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to build capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of African and African-American youth nationally and throughout the diaspora. Also to educate the African-American community about African and African American community about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio. Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America, which you're listening to over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We can be heard on iTunes. We are streaming X, Twitter, and Link. Ladies and gentlemen, you also know if you join us every week that this show is brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU, Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you're listening to that initiative once again over the World Wide Web, over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis that today's date is April the 3rd, 2024. We are almost one quarter of through the year. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dedicating this show today to my brother-in-law, William Joyner of Richmond, Virginia. Most folks from that area knew him as an outstanding athlete, coach, and educator as Bus Fatty. And William will be sorely missed. He passed earlier this week. He has suffered from MS for a long time, a number of years. So with that being said, we're dedicating this show to our brother-in-law this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know if you join us on a regular basis, once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, the call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because we'll be in our green room and we want to bring you right on into our living room so we can have this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a scheduled guest today, but as we normally do, we go through our news and events tab under our website, positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. You want to click on our news and events tab, and you'll be able to get directly to the articles which we will be sharing with you today. And we're going to start off by looking at the Biden-Harris administration finalizes the strongest ever pollution standards for cars that position U.S. companies and the workers to lead the clean vehicle future, protect the public health, address climate crisis, and save drivers' money. And this is a very, very interesting piece, ladies and gentlemen, which took place earlier last month on March 5th, and it is, in fact, entitled that. After we share with you about a 30-minute webinar, which you will be listening to in its entirety, you will be able to understand why we reach into our blog and pull the information that we think you need to be hearing about. We are all aware of the issues around the electric vehicle charging infrastructure through the Inflation Reduction Act. If you listen to COVID-45, known as Donald Trump, he has already said as soon as he gets back into office, which I know won't happen on our watch, because I don't think any moral compass or understanding what is going on around these issues of climate change and the urgent need for us to address getting the CO2s out of the airways, looking at the devastating weather patterns that we're having worldwide, not just here in the U.S., that's impacting the economics coming off the what we call plandemic, which most people remember it 2021, 2022, and they call it a pandemic. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go directly on into our subject matter this morning, and I hope you will enjoy what we are bringing to you, because we always attempt to try to bring you news that you can use. And this is called the Accelerating America's Supercharging Communities and the Economy.
Like mine, and paving the way for a healthier
the black and brown to leaders like Asada and her colleagues on the environmental EPA National Environmental Council deserve a permit to be the Asada. Represented by the National Climate Advisor Foundation, thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. I'd also like to thank the auto workers, especially the UAW. You are building clean cars right here in Baltimore and ensuring America is the most leader in clean technology. You also remind us each and every day that no one in the world should ever bend in their or better off because of your technology. Now, folks, what an extraordinary background me and behind. So let me just say, I love cars. heading here today is a farm. Chevrolet. Big block. And my father's line as a bonding. And let me tell you what's great. Great experience. And listen, as we all know, the president of the United States, the president of the party. And in January, he entered office, cleared in 1 hour. Future that leverages the very best American equity technology. A future that revitalizes domestic factories right here at home while creating good things for American companies. And today I'm proud that we're taking one major step forward and making an announcement. These technology standards for model years hybrid or cleaner gasoline vehicles, we understand that super choice and the timing is not before perfect. New technology has advanced rapidly on matters of cost, finding consumer interest is increasing, and interest is investing in cars 1 mile at a time. We're cleaning our air, we're protecting public health, creating good things in America. And thanks to the president's vision, we are paving the way for all to have access to air, clean water, and opportunity to live. So I advise all of us to keep, let America keep her foot on these shelters, and let's go. And now, I'm grateful to introduce my good friend, Mark Jonathan, president and CEO. Cutting edge battery plug-in hybrid is that turns truck miles into electric and that push the boundaries of the I want to thank our members, many employees, for bringing this to Washington. And so back to why we're here. Administrator Regan, Ali, I know I've been for size this last year. I know it was. But it's only because of all the things are and not this every information. Our shared goal and automation and government change. That's why our message is not threat. It's plan. But how fuel cell tradition, something for everyone. Will be standard challenges, yes, very much. Requirements for two air specialists. But the administration still measure progress until now. But
it's made in America cars that are clean. Or talk to my 76-year-old parents. These new funner cars, more choices for all of us. For American ingenuity is going to give them more options than ever before, and choose the selected people. Will also save thousands of dollars. Finally, and most importantly, as well, billion tons of climate pollution. 7 billion tons of climate pollution. That's more than all of the greenhouse gas pollution of the U.S. last year. This is big. This is big. It'll slash deadly soot. It'll reduce smog. That means people are asthma attacks.
We are so grateful all of your tireless work. You know, get the caricature of government employees. This piece defines the like version of the story while being clear-eyed about the science. While being clear-eyed about the consequences that our communities are facing right now. That is the version of the story Joe Biden was so intent for us to chase down as a trade. And I'm the last speaker, and there's no punch, so I remember we were talking before about the first time I saw the smile shines through when you're not 3D, but 3D. And it was in Wilmington, Delaware, December 2020. And I just remember thinking, wait, we've got a lot to carry across the line. Joe Biden signed up for a lot. And when I say a lot, I don't China and many others in private investment in batteries. Today, we are the number one nation destination for that private investment. That's a good thing. Yeah. More than 200,000 jobs coming. 15 gigafactories announced to make batteries that were invented in the United States, but for some reason bringing that manufacturing capacity back to the United States. And by the way, we're bringing back the jobs back to the United States. Jobs at not only the auto facilities, but you see the chargers here. We have 40 facilities in the United States of America that are going to make those chargers, 1 million of them a year starting in 2030. That's going to be the capacity. Jobs in places like Belvidere, Illinois, where factory was shuttered, said to be closed. But now they will make electric vehicles and the batteries that go in them. And that's good news for the forum on America that the president articulated. It has been about climate. It's been about competitiveness, and it's been about unity and workers. For three years, before the president took office, he failed bagging and success. I'm a big fan of the market. I'm a big fan. But for three years, the market, and in the time since 2021, we've seen sales double and then double again. That's what happens when you pair the market with smart policy, real vision and leadership, and we're seeing that here in the United States. They said we would hit 1 million vehicles in 2026 last year. Not in the focus of the COE, but they projected in 2020, they projected that we hit 580,000 vehicles in 2020. News for our auto workers. That's good news for our auto companies, but it's massive news for our consumers. For the first time, we are breaking the monopoly that one industry has on how to get paid. You no longer have to go to a gas station to make sure you're going to get to work or to school or to your place, a plug-in hybrid. So if you live in one of those rural areas where the charging is still not quite there, not right, we're working on it, you got other options. Plug-in hybrid. Technology, smart, and strong standards that the EPA sets. And look, affordability has been something. You know, the National Association of Dealers, they say that if you accept, say, $5,000 but essentially, you've got to have the change to get it in the car. So the president went to Congress. Same day he signed that executive order laying out that a tax credit not just for new $7,500, but for $12,000. Not just for battery electric vehicles, but also plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. All about choice. And today I'm so proud. By the way, I named some of the agents for now. You never guess. They signed up 11,000 dealerships across the United States to be our partner in making So, look, charging. 70% increase since the president. All signed up to implement the infrastructure and put charging every 50 miles on the most traveled roads and highways. That is transformation. Transformational. And it's not the only work we're doing. We've catalyzed the private sector $25 billion from companies like Walmart, McDonald's, putting their money in because they see, as Al noted, that the future is money. And the future is here, by the way. The administrator talked about incredible contributions of the UAW, who have not only built up the success of the American auto sector, they built up the American middle class. And them and the steel workers in the parts supply chain, the IBEW, which has trained up 20,000 workers to install charging stations, they are helping us. There is nothing that we cannot accomplish as the United States of America is doing together. Under the leadership of this president, this vice president, Michael Regan and the entire cabinet, and most importantly, of young people stepping up. People all across the country, rural, urban, industry, and labor, we are coming together, which means
for joining us for this environmental protection.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to a short program on EV charging infrastructure, which was held here in Washington, D.C. on March 20th, 2024, where the U.S. Department of Environmental Protection Agency announced the final national pollution standards for passenger cars, light trucks, and medium-duty vehicles for models years 27 through 32 and beyond. These standards will avoid more than 7 billion tons in carbon emissions and provide nearly $100 billion annually net benefit to society, including $13 billion in annual public health benefits due to improved air quality, and $62 billion in reduced annual fuel costs and maintenance and repair costs for drivers. The final standards deliver on the significant pollution reduction outlined in the proposed rule while accelerating the adoption of cleaner vehicle technology. EPA has finalized the rule as sales of clean vehicles, including plug-in hybrids and fully electric vehicles, hit a record high last year. EPA has increased in the U.S. auto manufacturing employment response to these final standards, constant with the broader Biden-Harris administration commitment to create good-paying jobs, union jobs, leading clean vehicle futures. Strong standards have historically contributed to the leading the world in supply technologies and corresponding benefits of American gold competitiveness and domestic employment. Since President Biden took office, companies have announced more than $160 billion in investment in U.S. clean vehicle manufacturing. U.S. auto manufacturing sector has added more than 100,000 jobs. These standards will provide greater certainty for the auto industry, catalyzing private investment, creating good-paying jobs, union jobs, invigorating and strengthening the U.S. auto industry. Over the next decade, the standards paired with President Biden's historically investment in America agendas, investment in U.S. manufacturing will set the auto sector on a trajectory for sustained growth. Additionally, the final standards will lower costs to consumers. Once fully phased in, the standards will save Americans' drivers an estimated $6,000 in reduced fuel and maintenance costs over the life of a vehicle. Now, PA Michael Regan will join President Biden in the National Advisory Air Ali Zada today in the event in Washington, D.C. to announce the final standards and how to build President Biden's historic climate economic record. Even will be live stream starting at noon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard that here on the platform of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We are looking at few relationships that are being broadened, but the question still remains, where is the Green Economic Development Plan in the implementation of the Biden Build Back Better and the Inflation Reduction Act and its economic impact on African-American institutions such as our HBCUs, which are under attack? When we begin to look at the situation at Tennessee State University, TSI, I hope many of you have been following the developments about by the Board of Regents and the getting ready state legislature, one of the most dynamic and progressive HBCU presidents that we've had, Dr. Glover, at TSU. Looking at where we are now and where we are going, we have our work cut out for us. Here at the National Association of Blacks in Solar, we have been working tirelessly. Delegate Dana Tarvez, we now have a bill which is now in front of the Maryland State Legislature. HB 0842, and I'd like to sort of share with you a open letter of support Truly wrote back on March 5th of 2024 to support this legislation. And this is coming from me, Ronald Mathay, president and founder of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is bringing you this broadcast. And as the acting and serving president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar, to Dana Tarvez, Maryland State Delegate, Delegate Tarvez, District 47B, reference the National Association of Blacks in Solar Positive Change Cooperative Letter of Support for the 2024 State Maryland Justice 40 Legislative Bill. Good day, Delegate Tarvez. Thank you for asking me as president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar and the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, provide a letter of support for this urgent needed legislation in 2024 by the Maryland State Assembly to pass President Biden's Justice 40 legislation, which needs to be passed here in the state of Maryland during the 2024 Maryland State Legislative Assembly session. The National Association of Blacks in Solar is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that advocates and serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African and African-American renewable energy companies. The organization addresses the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities. The organization also seeks to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for renewable energy projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African and African-American men and women. Also, the organization is designed to educate the African and African-American community about locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. I have produced the podcast since 2016 with thousands of listeners here in the United States and worldwide on the World Wide Web over the Internet. The National Association of Blacks in Solar, Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, put together a collaborative effort of African-American-owned companies and applied for a $19 million grant entitled Solar Sustainability Across America, SSA, which was a collaboration effort of sectoral partnerships consisting of Tougaloo College, Global Apprenticeship Foundation, Power 52 Foundation, and the National Association of Blacks in Solar. Our consortium works to enhance the proud educational training awareness of disadvantaged citizens of all ages, backgrounds, SSA, employer, partners, other nonprofit organizations, faith-based organizations, governmental officials, educational institutions, and political figures. SSA would have provided training and jobs placement for over 750 new solar installers and professionals in the Maryland, Washington, DMV, Northern Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi. Our program model provides 8 weeks of apprenticeship training accelerated by the National Center for Construction Education and Research, which includes an 8-week solar training boot camp following by 2 years of the Department of Labor solar installer apprenticeships. Our highly regarded training model prepares apprentices for the industry, recognizes NAPSEC certifications and certification wraparound services and mentorship that will provide and mitigate barriers as well as increase employment retention rates for our graduates. As part of our wraparound service model, apprenticeships will also receive industry-required tools and materials. We were not successful in winning the award, but we learned that out of $500 million of grant funding to grantees, we were only able to identify one African-American institution, nonprofit, or CDFIs, which was selected as a grantee. North Carolina A&T State University received $23.7 million out of $500 million from the Good Jobs Challenges through the Department of Commerce. Out of the 8 HBCUs that submitted 11 different applications for workforce development cohorts, only 2 were in the area of renewable energy. Our lead fiduciary, Tougaloo and North Carolina A&T University. We also learned that the State of Maryland Department of Employment Services was selected as one of the grantees, receiving $32 million from the Workforce Development Training from the Good Jobs Training Initiative through the U.S. Department of Commerce. But when Mrs. Sherry Brooks, President and CEO of Power 52, was one of our collaborating team members from our group, proposed efforts entitled Sustainability Across America, $19 million grant. Ms. Brooks then met with Maryland state officials about applying for funding because her home base operation is in Howard County. Mrs. Brooks' nonprofit provides solar, electrical, and other skill set training for black and brown low-income returning citizens. Power 52 serves the area of Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, and Prince George's County. 10 years of service doing an outstanding job changing the lives of our young people. She was informed that the Maryland state officials that all the money was already allotted. The money was committed to other workforce development organizations. She never saw any request of proposal or heard any that was put out by the state. Mrs. Brooks and I talked, so I encouraged her to meet with the U.S. Department of Energy back on February of 2023 to go directly to the U.S. Department. She met, applied directly with the U.S. Department of Energy, and I'm very proud to inform you that her company has received an award of $1.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy over the next 3 years. Ms. Brooks has personally thanked me for working with with her and encouraging her to keep applying for the money. With what I find very interesting is that Mr. Will Shirley, who serves as the vice president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar and president of Sundial Solar of Jackson, Mississippi, also meeting with Mississippi at their State Department of Energy, was informed that all the funding was already committed to other entities and businesses in the state of Mississippi. After I provided him with a fact sheet published by the White House Office on Intergovernmental Affairs with the state of Mississippi and over $100 million allocated from Biden's Build Back Better and the Inflation Reduction Act. Another major example of the need to pass the Justice 40 legislation here in the state of Maryland, under former Governor Larry Hogan's administration, according to an article that appeared in the Guardian News written by Bernard Woods, 2023-2015, entitled Maryland Accused of Racial Discrimination Over Scrapping the Baltimore Rail Project. Article stated Governor Hogan faces civil lawsuits and other for axing plans for light rail serving African American and switching the funds to road in rural suburbs, also looking at the fact that four states out of the 50 states capital legislative bodies have passed the Justice 40 bill raising the legislation to the state, codifying the legislation in the state, which turns this funding sent to the state legally binding. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. This bill is found on my website. The bill number is HB0842, entitled the Environmental Justice Investment in Infrastructure Construction Projects. A synopsis of the bill requiring a state agency and the administration certain federal funds to be allocate 40% of the funds to infrastructure construction projects in overburdened communities and underserved communities, and an additional 40% of the funds to be infrastructure and construction practices in communities of color, communities with high percentage of low moderate income households in the state established by the Justice 40 Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, we did not get to the second tier of our platform today. Here on Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, because we have been busy trying to, which is called New Powers Generations Quarterly Report, which you will be able to find under our News and Events tab. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the close of another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And we don't want you to meet us back here next week. We want you to beat us back here as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And as we always say, please go in peace. Until next week, go in peace here as we were proud to bring you another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. I don't sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. singing.
Lie down, child.
Singing.